Drayton. When money is tight, it can be hard to remember to breathe. That's why Rebecca Forler created Don't Forget to Breathe, a registered charity based in Drayton providing families and individuals in Wellington County with small financial gestures during unexpected times of need. Offering encouragement, financial assistance and a chance to breathe using community donations she collects throughout the year, Forler doles out between $10,000 and $15,000 in cash, gift cards and or needed goods on an annual basis to support those connected with her. Through many of my own experiences, I have met many people who just need a little help to get them to the next step, said Forler, who also works 3 jobs and volunteers at Wellington Terrace. I believe all individuals should be valued, and, although we may not be given equal advantages in life, it's everyone's right to feel the security of our basic needs being met. Officially starting in 2018, the charity's name is inspired by Forler's close friend who passed away from cancer and would always end her messages with, "Don't forget to breathe," when she could tell Forler wasn't in a good place. I've worked with so many people over my life and have seen so many people fall through the cracks of other supports, said Forler. We all go through times in our lives where we struggle and sometimes one just has to feel that they aren't alone to know someone cares and is willing to help. Using charity funds, Forler has helped a woman with terminal cancer pay for her son to receive his special needs assessment and qualify for government assistance. Another time, Forler helped a single parent return to college by paying her tuition and buying her a refurbished laptop. However, not a day goes by that Forler doesn't think about the first family the charity helped, who lost their 14-year-old daughter to suicide. They needed to grieve and struggle, but they also needed to get back to work to pay bills, said Forler. So I was able to provide some money to help them with their expenses to give them a little bit of extra time. Connecting with individuals and families through community organizations and word of mouth, Forler estimates she's helped over 100 people since the charity's conception, supporting between 30 to 50 people so far in 2023. I'm actually shocked when I go through my paperwork and realize how many people I have been able to help, said Forler. I don't need people thanking me, I'm just happy that I've been able to help them even if it's just for a brief moment. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.